we are here with Jen Berry, and we're talking about core conversions, which is always a hot topic in the credit union industry because a lot of credit unions would rather have their teeth pulled than go through a core conversion. So what are the keys to a successful core? I know it's a loaded question.
Sure.
But if you have just a couple of items off the top of your head, what requires a successful core conversion?
Well, I think credit union buy-in, first and foremost, your staff has to be ready to take on the new challenge, mm-hmm. to embrace the coming changes and the enhancements that it's going to bring to the organization. I think building the partnership and the relationship right from the start between the core provider and the credit union is really important, so establishing those relationships for a long-term, mm-hmm. you know, successful relationship with each other, and really making sure that both teams are on the same page, understanding all the deliverables, all the add-ons, all the ancillary products that we're going to deliver to them, and making sure that it meets their expectations, and that service levels are where they need to be throughout the entire project and long-term throughout the relationship.
I hear preparation is key with these. I mean, it takes a long time in advance, but if you prepare properly, it goes according to plan most of the time, probably 99% of the time.
Absolutely. I myself have done 28 core conversions delivered on time successfully. We have a very proven, well-oiled plan, heavy project planning. We keep people on task and meeting all the expectations throughout the project to make sure that things go smoothly and that we ultimately meet the expectations of their membership with minimal to no impact.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a two-way street. I mean, it's almost like I've heard there's core, there's a conversion within a conversion, because when you're on a previous system, you still got to be running on that thing.
Yes.
And then you're kind of converting to the new one. So there's a lot of balls you've got to be juggling, you know?
Absolutely. It can be very overwhelming because they're still servicing their members on the current core every day. Mm-hmm. They're taking on the spec gathering or deep dive analysis of that previous core and sharing all that information with the Synergent team to make sure that we can spec and gather all the information to program it correctly. Mm-hmm. We go through many, many levels of database validation as we work through the project. Mm-hmm. And we do up to 6 weeks of on-site training. So we're literally there with the credit union training every staff member they have, making sure that they can service members at a very high level on day one, and we're on site to support them through that first week live and through 45-day transition where we send them onto our long-term service team to maintain those for the long-term contract.
That's called a comfort factor.
Yes.
When you're there, making them comfortable, making them feel good, hand-holding, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, absolutely. It's a true partnership throughout. We just finished a core conversion 2 weeks ago, very successful, and it's really the partnership that made it that way. Mm-hmm. It was the credit union's buy-in and Synergent's commitment to high success levels for us to work together and make sure that we met the expectations. So membership's happy, credit union's happy, and of course we're very happy.
Indeed, everybody wins.
Yes.
Great message to end on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Well done. You.